everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and we want to extend a welcome out to each and every one of you that are here for the very first time on this call. I know many of you probably don't know why even you're here. By the time we're done, you'll probably be able to figure part of it out at least. Tonight, the topic is about step three. We've been doing a five-week series that we started three weeks ago now, and this is the third part of the series, which is called The Close. Now, this applies no matter what kind of business that you're in, whether you're in a home-based business, whether you own a company, whether it's a nail salon, a hair salon, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, it really doesn't matter. The communicative skills that we'll be teaching here tonight can be applied even to parenting and being in harmony with your spouse and also with your God. So tonight we're going to be talking about step three, the close. But before I go there, for those of you who have not ever heard of us before and don't know who we are, my name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female with no college education, with no confidence, no self-esteem, no self-worth, no nothing. My parents were drug addicts. My father was violently abusive. And after 2 months of looking into becoming an entrepreneur, I finally got the courage to get started, and after 6 months of absolute failure, heard about a training seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500 between all the expenses of travel and accommodations, including the seminar, and I didn't have the money, and I didn't have, I couldn't afford to risk losing more money. I'd already spent $25,000 trying to get my business up and running, and I already failed miserably. And I decided to go anyway. I was told if I didn't go that he would not work with me, the guy that was going to train me. Went to that seminar, came out, and in 2 days made $4,000. I mean, in 8 days made $4,000 profit after a two-day training seminar. Brought in about 25 people into my business, lots of customers. The next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then the following check was just under $21,000. Became the number one international producer inside that organization. Decided I wanted to go get married, make babies, and kind of complete that part of my life. At the same time, found out the people I was representing were a bunch of crooks who were lying, cheating, and stealing, manipulating people. And my heart just could not represent something like that. So I used the excuse of getting married to get out. And my business was stolen as a direct result of doing that. And my husband, after just a few months of marriage, changed his mind, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, was completely homeless, living in the back of my car. I had been located on the Big Island of Hawaii, and was destitute, broke in every way, shape, and form. I was 50 pounds overweight with $2.03 to my name. And what I became homeless just after few weeks of being homeless. I was totally sick and tired of what my life had become. I was tired of living on a beach. I was tired of sharing in public places. I was tired of living out of my car and not having any money. I was tired of the people that I had now just gotten a job as a cocktail waitress, the people that I was working with. And December 26th started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. And the first 10 hours I poured into that business, literally, I had no phone, no physical address that product shipped to. I had no product, no brochures, no nothing. But started a business literally out of thin air. And the first 10 hours in that business made $2,000. The next month I put in about 30 hours worth of work, made $6,540. First full-time month was February, made over $10,000, became the number one international producer inside that company, breaking all of their sales records, and there were several hundreds of thousands of reps in the company, and they were a worldwide household name. Most of you would know the name if I said the name of that company. My first year in that company made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first million, and did this all by the time I was 23 years of age. And so if this young and dumb cocktail waitress who started with nothing, who grew up in an abusive house, could start a business literally out of thin air with no money and no contacts and make $250,000 her first year, then so can you. That if you have the willingness to change, if you have a desire to make things better, if you are willing to work, learn, and try, if you are determined to make tomorrow better than yesterday, then I tell you, you're in the right place, on the right call, at the right time. And here's why. We are nothing but a training service, and tonight's call is free. We have a website that has 50 hours of free training that's available also for you on that website. And that can train, equip, and develop you in your job, in a home-based business, in your marriage, you name it. We even have a spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life. It's biblically based. In fact, we did that call about 2 hours ago, a brand-new session that was just recorded. So every area of your life can be equipped through the website, and it is free. And we also have other things that are available if you decide to make an investment into yourself and into your future that's also available for even more benefit for you in your life. So anyway, if you're listening to the first time, the person who invited you on the call, you really want to thank them, you want to honor them and respect them. And if you're working for a manager, a supervisor, or what they call in the home-based business world an upline, then you want to honor them by thanking them and paying close attention to what it is that they're telling you to do. They direct you to the site because they want you to get the best possible training in the best possible way that you can to help you to succeed. Because the business model that you're in, everyone does better when you're doing better. And so make sure that whatever they're telling you to do, that you pay attention. And that's the first thing that I learned when I found somebody to teach me, and I paid attention to everything they told me to do, and I did everything I was told to do. And I encourage you to do that. Don't, you know, reinvent the wheel. Don't go out and swim upstream. You're only hurting yourself and your pocketbook. Pay attention to the people who have already done a great job and succeeded at it, and follow what they do. So let's go ahead and get right into the topic. There's several different ways that, if you've been following along the prior 2 weeks, there's several different ways that you could be doing step three in this process. There's about 4 to 7 different ways that many of you are presenting business opportunities to different people. And I'll go ahead and go into those ways, but I first have about 10 things I want to ask you or talk to you about before we go into that. And number one is have you made the decision that you're going to do this regardless of what your prospect says? Have you made the decision that you're going to do this regardless of what your family says? Have you made the decision that no matter what, you are not returning to mediocrity, you're not returning to a life of despair, you are not returning to a life of depression, you are not returning back to a life of being average, mediocre, being in debt, having no life, having no dreams, having no excitement, having no enthusiasm, and having just, you know, a 9-to-5 job and a blockbuster video? Have you made up your mind that you are going to finish what you have started with this business adventure that you have begun? Because if you have made that decision and you stand firm in that decision and you are unwavered in your faith about that decision, then guess what? No prospect has a chance against you. Not a chance. Number two, do you believe without a doubt that you are going to do this, that you're going to help yourself by helping others to succeed? Do you believe without a doubt in what you're in? Number three, are you sold personally? Are you sold? You're out there trying to market a product, a service, and or a business, and I want to know, are you sold on the product, service, or business that you're marketing? So oftentimes, especially salespeople, they crack me up. They absolutely crack me up. Those are the ones that always say, well, you know, I don't need this. I don't need any help. I don't need Danny Johnson's training. I don't need a website. I already know how to sell. Well, you might be right. In fact, you probably are right. In fact, you could probably tell me how great you are for the next 20 minutes about how great you are at selling, and that's totally fine. However, we are not here to teach you how to sell. Everybody that is born knows how to do that. However, what we are here to do is to equip you to be a business developer. That is quite a bit of a big step beyond sales. Now, I appreciate and encourage those of you that do know how to sell, but I am trying to equip you to become something bigger than a salesman or a salesperson, and that is a business developer. And there's a big difference between the two. So the question I have for you is, are you personally sold? Do you believe in the product or service, the company, the compensation plan? Do you believe in your future? Are you sold on the fact that this application that you signed, this investment that you made, that you are going to make sure it happens to make your future better? Number four, are you convinced? Are you convinced that this will work for you and that it will work for those who apply themselves to this business that you're in? Are you convinced that this will work for you and that will work for others that choose to apply themselves to this business? I'm not talking about the ones who want to whine, murmur, and complain about the opportunity. I'm talking about the ones who are willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try. Those are the ones. Are you convinced that those who are willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try, that will work for them? Number five. Okay? This is not a question. This is a statement. Do not, if you have yes to the first four questions, then step number five is not going to be a problem for you. Most people who are not convinced, who are not sold, who do not believe, and have not made a decision yet that they are here for the long haul, people who cannot say yes, Danny, to all four of those, number five is very difficult for them. And what happens if you don't believe, if you have not decided, if you are not sold and you are not convinced, then you will argue with your prospect and go on the defense when they give you an objection. So that's the antidote right there. If you feel that, you know, when somebody gives you an objection or they have a question, then you feel like you have a tendency of arguing with them, you argue with the prospect, or you get on the defense and you start defending yourself, you defend your product, you defend your company, you defend the compensation, you defend the industry, guess what? You're not convinced, you're not sold, you haven't made a decision, and you don't believe. It's that simple. Because people who know that they know that they know do not have to argue and do not have to defend. They are what they are, and that's the way it is, and anyone can say whatever the heck they want. But the reality is, the truth is what it is, and the truth always pops itself up in the long run. And the way the truth will pop up in the long run for you is in the form of a big, fat, six-figure check. Number six, do not sell after the presentation is over, okay? Whatever you do, once step two is over, which we trained on last week, once step two is over, do not sell. Do not continue to sell after the presentation. Presentation is over. The telling and selling stops. Number seven, do not beg and convince people. Whatever you do, do not beg and convince anybody. That's the biggest mistake that you can make as a professional. We are not. This is not an amateur class. This is a professional class. And this class is to equip you to be a business developer, to sort through a lot of unqualified people, just like the human resources department over at Federal Express does. Federal Express Human Resource Coordinator basically sorts through a whole lot of unqualified people to find one or two that are qualified that they want to work with. This is the same exact game as a human resource coordinator. So there's no need for a human resource coordinator to convince anybody to get started with Federal Express, just like there is no reason for you to convince nor beg anyone to join you in your business adventure. Number eight, you got to make sure that no matter what part of step three you are in, no matter what part of the close, that you are smiling. They hand you an objection, you just smile at them with a very peaceful face, knowing where you're going, confidently knowing that you are not going to be in the rut that they are in a year from now. You smile all the way through the closing process. Number nine, you need to qualify the objections and ask questions. Number 10, you need to always ask the closing question. Let's go back to number five, number nine, and number 10. I want to talk about real quickly about not arguing with the prospect or being defensive. You don't want to be defensive when handling objections, and you always want to smile at them, no matter what they say to you. They could say, this is a scam. You just keep smiling. Okay? You smile and give them what my husband calls the crazy look, like, what? You're kidding me. That's the crazy look. Okay? And let them be right. Don't argue or jump down their throat with more information from your point of view. When you start doing that, they have tuned you out. You're done. You're toast. You're history. Might as well hang up the phone. Might as well get up out of the meeting. Okay? So you want to remain on their side, and you want to be understanding of their concerns. This is not about winning and losing. This is about gaining a new business partner that is a new business developer that you're going to watch grow into something phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. You're going to get the opportunity, especially if you wind up plugging it into First Steps to Success, like the one that's coming up in Phoenix. You're going to get the opportunity to watch their marriages be healed, see their relationships with their kids change. You're going to get the chance to see their lives dramatically improve. You're going to see them have more peaceful spaces. You're going to see them dream again. You're going to see them start to believe that life is much bigger than just their job and their little problems that they have. That's what you're going to be able to do. And so you're looking for a long-term business relationship with somebody. So you want to be on their side, and you want to be understanding no matter what they say to you. You also want to be honest. If you don't know the answer to their question or their objection, confront the issue and tell them immediately. Say, you know what? I don't have any idea. That's a really good question. What I'd like to do is actually put you in contact with somebody that's more qualified to ask that question other than me. Be honest. And come from a service angle, not a sales angle. Why? Everyone else is selling. Listen, guys, we're trying to raise up a professional army, not a bunch of amateur network marketing, multi-level pyramid scam people. That is not what we are talking about here. I am not a believer in any of that. I'm a believer in being a business developer and contracting in different companies that give us great products and services. They take care of the products and the paychecks. Then you contract in training that takes care of the training part. All you do is build. That is a beautiful business model. If we said it like it was, it'd be amazing how many people would be jumping in right after you. Okay? So absolutely come from a service angle, not a sales angle. You gotta be set apart from everybody else. You want to be different than everybody else. You don't want to sound like the rest of the amateur numbskulls out there, you know, trying to sign people up so they could be in your downline. That is not what this is about. This is about equipping a group of people, building an army of people who are going to take control over their lives and do something great. Here's another thing. You want to be fair and consider their needs and concerns. If you can do that from a place of a belief, a place of being sold yourself, a place of being thoroughly convinced, and a place that you have already decided, guess what? It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they don't do or what they do. You can be fair and consider their needs and concerns. And either it's a match or it ain't. One or the other. Okay. Then there are those people that you're going to come against. Okay. And I'm talking about don't argue with the prospect or defend yourself. There are those people with big, fat, juicy, oozing egos who have to be right. And here's my answer for them. Let them be. Let them be right. There's nothing you can do besides look like a jerk if you try to prove them wrong. So if you want to bring the deal together, let them be right. Don't argue. Don't defend. Let their big, fat, juicy, oozing ego have the floor. Tell them they're right. Yes, you're right. And from your point of view, I can totally understand where you're coming from. And validate their concern or their whatever they want to be right about. Okay. So, and don't get weak during the close. You need to keep the excitement up during that process. This is not when you start knocking at the knees. This isn't when you start getting uncomfortable and you got a pit in your stomach. Listen, get over that stuff already. Just totally get over it already. Just pretend like you know what you're doing. That's what I did. Come on, I was 19. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was sitting there faced with a bunch of people with degrees, and they were all wearing suits. You know, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have, oh, my gosh, anywhere near the smarts that the people that I was trying to get into my business had. But I just pretended like I did. And guess what? They believed me. It was hilarious. Okay, let's go back to number 9 where it said qualify the objections and questions. Now, when somebody gives you some kind of a objection, here's 5 steps for you. One is you want to qualify the objection. Let's say that they come to you and they say something like, I've tried those things before, but they really don't work. Okay? So you want to qualify the objection. And you want to say, well, really, what do you mean by that exactly? Okay? And they may say, like 7 years ago, I signed up in Amway and it just didn't work, you know. I went to a couple meetings, but they were kind of boring. So, you know, I just don't know how to really make things like that work. Okay, and you qualify, you validate, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. And then what you do is you say, now it sounds to me like you may have some questions that you need answered about this chance for you to be able to get out of debt. What is your first question? And, you know, they'll fire away the questions. And then before you answer all their questions, say, what's your second question? What's your third question? What's your fourth question? Then what you say is, now, if I can answer all of these questions and you feel totally satisfied with the answers, are you ready to get started right away? And most of the time they're going to say, yeah, you can answer all these questions and I feel good about the answers, then yes, I'm ready to get started right away. You answer the questions very direct, clear, and concise. And then after that last question, you say, okay, well, welcome aboard. Let's get your application filled out and get you on the way. And that's basically how it goes. Let's go back to number 10 where I said always ask the closing question. Let's say that somebody says to you, you know, what if my friends laugh at me? I'm afraid of my friends laughing at me. Then you could say something like, you know, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, we had this other friend that did something like this, and everybody really just totally mocked them and thought it was, like, really stupid. And I just really hate for my friends to laugh at me like that. Then this is what you say. Well, if I could show you a way where you could, like, not even have your friends at all involved, where they would not even know about you making this money and being able to get out of debt, would you be serious about making a lot of money and getting out of debt? What are they going to say? Yes. Okay, so do you want to make a little or a lot? I want to make a lot. Great. Welcome aboard. Here's your application. I'm looking forward to you being a part of the team. And there you go. And by the way, some of that is on page 4 and 5 of the script. In fact, that's where we're going to be working from. Okay, so I gave you those points. Now let me just role play. Let me just bring you through the exact process. So I have somebody on the line with me that is going to be our guinea pig. Now, many of you are showing your opportunity or your product, your service in a lot of different ways. Some of you are doing it, number one, through a group presentation at home or in a hotel. And there's two things I'll give you on what to do in this scenario. If you're working a group presentation or a home or a hotel, what you do is you get your prospects together after the presentation is all done. You get your prospects together in a circle and you sit down with them. You pull out your DannyJohnson.com script book and you read from page 4. And some of you are like, what? You want me to read? You want me to let them, you want them to know that I'm reading? Precisely. Why? Well, to be honest with you, at times in my career where I was anywhere, if I was making $2,000 a month or I was making $80,000 a month or $100,000 a month, I will tell you this. I always pulled out my script and I always read it before people. Why? Because they're looking at me going, okay, that is pretty simple. I can read. And if they're sitting there thinking, that is simple, I can do that, guess what? They're signing your application. But if they're looking at you and you are so slick and sappy and you are so good, guess what? They're looking at you going, he's good and I can't do that. I'll never be that good. So why, no matter what, I always read a script in front of people. That's where you have to weigh your ego with your bank account, figure out which one you want to weigh more. You'll make a lot of money being duplicatable in the home-based business model, especially if you're doing group presentations and home meetings and hotel meetings. Okay, so again, get your prospects in a circle immediately. Do not, after the presentation is done, do not get up and take them to the product table. Biggest mistake you can make. No. You get up, you pull them together in a circle. If you have 4 or 5 prospects, you pull them together in a circle. If you have 1 prospect, hopefully you're sitting right next to them. You turn around, you pull out your script, you say, you know what, I've contracted a trainer. They provided with some great training. All I do is read the script. So I just have some questions I have to ask you that's on the script. Bada boom, bada bing. If you're doing a one-on-one presentation in a, you know, at Starbucks or something like that, okay, first thing you do is pull out your closing script. Okay, so you just finished like a flip chart presentation or you did a napkin presentation or whatever it was that you did one-on-one, no matter where it is that you're at their kitchen table or you're at a restaurant. You pull out your script book and you say the same thing. You know what? We've contracted an A trainer and they basically have put everything together in a script. In fact, see this gal's picture right here? She was a homeless cocktail waitress and started out of the trunk of her car and became a millionaire in 2 years. By reading these scripts. Hello? There's the picture. Point and speak. Maybe you guys need me to like have a button here that I can point and speak and tell my story. I don't know. But anyway, that is like so simple. You're sitting there one-on-one. You went through your flip chart. You pull out the script book and you say, you know, that we've contracted a trainer. In fact, here she is. You know, she started a totally homeless woman and within 2 years became a millionaire by reading scripts. In fact, there's a script right here on the back page that she read and made $2,000 the first 10 hours just reading these scripts. Isn't that amazing? So I'm going to read these scripts. I'm you know, on track to do the same thing she's done. So here's my first question. And that's it. But Danny, I don't want them to see that I'm reading. Oh, my gosh. Get your ego out of the way. You don't want to look good. You want to look simple. Number three, put some lipstick on if you want to look good. Number three, if you are doing a phone follow-up, meaning let's say that you three-wayed in somebody to a conference call or you three-wayed them into a recorded call, here's what you do. You pull out your phone, you pull out your phone script, and you read from page four. Some of you guys are getting the hint right now. And also what you can say if you're reading. You know, you say, you know what, I've got a phone script here. I'm just basically going to read this to you. It was produced by Danny Johnson, and this is a gal that was a homeless woman and within 2 years became a millionaire. She was completely homeless. Her husband totally left her high and dry, $2.03 to her name. And now if you want to go to her website right now, you can look at the picture of what I'm talking about. Their face is right there. She's helped thousands and tens of thousands make a tremendous amount of money. So anyway, I'm just going to be reading a company, you know, basically all we do is follow directions. Pretty simple. Okay, first question is what did you like about what you saw? Okay, number four, you might be doing a follow-up call after you sent them to a website or you sent them hard copy information, meaning brochures or sales copy in the form of a newsletter or something like that. Okay, so with that follow-up call, you get on the phone and you read page four. And that's basically it, okay? All right, so Hans, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hans was the last guinea pig that we had 2 weeks ago when we were in New York. And Hans has actually worked hundreds, if not thousands, of leads himself through advertising or what have you, built a business, a six-figure income earner in the industry as well. So he's got a pretty good judge of what people ask and how they ask it. So let's go ahead and do this. I need to get scratch paper here. And all right, so Hans, why don't we do this? Why don't we just go down my list? I just gave the four different ways that people do this. So let's say that you and I were in a group meeting, you were my guest, and you could either be warm market or lukewarm market or even cold, it really doesn't matter. And the meeting just ended, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say I'm sitting right next to you. And I just pull out my script, and I'm just going to pretend like we're there. Okay, we're in this meeting. So everybody imagine, just imagine, a meeting, a group presentation just ended. It could be in a living room or a hotel, and there's a bunch of people all around us, or it could be just him and I because we had a bad showing that night, which does happen. And, you know, meeting's done, and I'm going to pull out my script book, and I'm going to say, hey, Hans, I've just got to pull out this little script book thing here. Our company contracted in a trainer. In fact, here she is. She was a homeless cocktail waitress. Her husband totally drained her bank account, maxed out her credit cards, leaving with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to her name. And she started a business from the trunk of her car in a paid phone booth and wrote the script. It's actually right here. It's incredible. And made $2,000 her first 10 hours just reading the script here on page 9. And then her first year made $250,000. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then by her second year, she became a millionaire. Just by reading these scripts, they're in this book. So anyway, I'm going to follow suit with her, and I'm just going to read the exact same script to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what did you like about what you just saw?
Well, it seemed like a good opportunity. It seemed like there was an opportunity to make some money here.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, basically, I have some big goals. I want to get out of debt, and I'm interested. I want to get some more information. You know, everything is kind of fast and furious tonight. So,
okay, so you said that you've got some big goals.
Uh-huh.
And you want to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hans, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
Well, if I did it, I'd want to make a lot.
Okay. What for?
Well, to pay off some debt, and I'm driving this old beat up car and kind of tired of that, and basically I want to own my own house and I want to make more money.
Okay.
Not satisfied with the amount of income that I'm making.
Okay.
So I've always been open looking for other opportunities.
Okay, awesome. Now, Hans, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to get out of that car that you just are not satisfied with and, you know, own your own home, be able to get out of debt, and to be totally satisfied with your income?
It's not possible where I work right now.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself just kind of testing the water, starting at the bottom? Or do you see yourself kind of positioning yourself at the top where you can make the maximum amount of profits right away?
Well, usually when I do something, I do it 100%. So once I make my decision, it would be at the top.
Okay, awesome. Well, welcome aboard. Here's your application. Go ahead and fill this out.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Hans, let's just pause right here.
Okay.
Now, I know you were not trying to be easy with me. You were trying to allude to me that you're not going to make a decision.
Right.
And, Hans, you've watched me do this how many times?
Thousands.
Hans has watched me do this thousands of times, and let me tell you what just happened, because some of you, most of this just went right over your heads. Okay, number one, I did not flinch when he said, if I decide. I didn't use that hook that he baited me to sell him more, and most of you would. Most of you right there when he said, for example, let me show you the points where I watch most people break down. And Hans has watched me do this thousands of times. In fact, I did this to Hans. I'm the person who closed Hans at getting started in the business. So he can remember clearly what is going on here. Okay, now, number one, I said, what did you like about what you saw? I like the opportunity to make a lot of money. Great. Tell me more about that. Well, I have some big goals. I want to be able to get out of debt. This right here is where most people mess the closing process up. In fact, 90% of you can increase your ratios by 90% by this one little tip right here. Hans said, I like the opportunity to be able to get out of debt. Seems like there's a lot of money to be made here. Right there is where most people go, yeah, isn't that awesome? And, man, check out this bonus and look at that program. And then and the company also, they ship the product for you. Isn't that incredible? And then also, they've got this contest running right now where you could totally, like, make this gazillions amount of money, like, next week. People go into selling more right there. And that ain't what you're supposed to do. In fact, that wasn't proper grammar, but I'm sorry, but I'm just a small-town girl from, you know, Northern California. But here's the deal. This is not your opportunity to sell. The telling and selling has already been done in the opportunity. All you want to do right here is let that prospect sell himself, which is exactly what I led Hans to do. He sold himself. He's the one that said, I have big goals. Seems like there's an opportunity to make a lot of money, and I want to get out of debt. Then I said, tell me more about that. Well, I'm in this car that I don't like. I'm tired of. Okay, do you want to make a little or a lot? I want to make a lot. What for? Well, I want to be able to own a house. I am not satisfied with my income. I am always open to doing new things. When, and I'm not kidding you, some of you were convulsing when he began to say this stuff, because many of you right here would have began to sell Hans on, that's why this company is so awesome, because, man, you'll be able to get a new car in 30 days, man, and a new house. Man, you're going to own a mansion. And you know what? You'll be totally satisfied with this opportunity. Oh, my gosh. Folks, you are not a salesperson. This is not a sales job. This is a business that you are developing to a multi-million dollar enterprise. So if you want a sales job, go to the local car lot. This is not what that is. So you must pay very close attention to what I'm saying. You ask the questions, you get the prospect to sell himself, and you shut up. You say nothing. And he just confessed to you, you watched me do this thousands of times, and Hans, what have you watched happen when I go through this script?
I've watched people fold. I don't mean to put it that way, but.
But what happens when I hand you your application and say, hey, man, welcome aboard.
People start writing.
They start writing.
Yep.
And what am I doing?
You're silent.
Silent. Absolutely silent. Quiet. Not saying a word. And if the person isn't filling it out, guess what I say? What do I say, Hans?
Do you need a pen?
That's exactly what I say. So if I hand Hans an application, he's not filling it out, it's like, do you need a pen? Like with a crazy look on my face, like, hello, you are not satisfied with your income, you live in an apartment, You're driving a dump of a car, and you are massively in debt. Why are you not filling out that application? That's what I'm thinking, and that's what my face is saying. But my mouth is not saying that at all. My mouth is saying, do you need a pen? And Hans, what have you watched when I've asked people, do you need a pen?
They usually feel pretty embarrassed, and they ask you for a pen. Or they say, no, I have one. And they start writing.
And they start filling it out.
Yep.
And that's basically how it goes. That literally is how it goes. Okay, now, if you guys are in a group setting, let's say that you had, lo and behold, you have like 5 people show up for your presentation, okay? And these are all your guests. You guys, if you have a team that you've had for a while, you should not be still closing their people. I've met people who are still closing their people, and they've been in the business for 10 straight years, and they are still closing their rep who's been in for 10 years. Do not do that. This is about equipping people and letting them go on their own. Equip them. Step up. Boom. Go out and get it done. So if you had 5 guests at your meeting, if you had actually 3 or more guests at your presentation, then you can't go through all 6 of these questions. So what you do is you go through a revised version and you ask question number 3 and you ask question number 6. And here's why. There is a dynamic in a group that is not present individually one-on-one. The group dynamic is this. There's fear of loss. And there is, how can I say this and actually be correct, like politically correct, not offending anybody. There's like a little contest going on. There's some fun competition happening that, you know, they're not going to let someone one-up them. They don't want to look bad in a group-like setting and say something like, oh, I only want to make a little, or I want to start at the bottom. Peer pressure, I guess you could say. So they want to show their best foot forward. That dynamic is there when you got 3 or more people. It is not there when it's just one-on-one or two-on-one. Okay, so let's say, and I really can't do this, I can't demonstrate this, but if you are in a group-like setting, then all you do is you just go through the whole thing. Let me also tap you into this one. If you want to build a business that's outside of your local area and you're working on getting somebody trained, and I'm going to talk about this next week actually is OJT, is the call on OJT, putting your new people to work, putting them on a fast track to make money the first few days in business. Well, for example, I've done this with several people all over the country, but one in particular, my aunt who had gotten started in Southern California. She got a whole room of people together, and she had about 8 or 9 people in her very first meeting, and I was not there. I had her get a speakerphone, put it in the middle of the coffee table. As the guests walked in, I said hello through the phone as though I was there, wrote down their names, made a diagram of who was who and where was what, and when it came time for the closing, all I did was go through and ask every person, okay, Gala, do you want to make a little or a lot? George, do you want to make a little or a lot? Pam, do you want to make a little or a lot? Debbie, do you want to make a little or a lot? Then I went back through, okay, where do you see yourself fitting in? You want to start at the bottom and go slow? Or do you want to start position yourself where you can make the maximum amount of profits in the shortest period of time? I want to start fast. Great. Where do you see yourself fitting in? Fast or slow? Fast. Where do you see yourself fitting in? All the way through. Okay, Pato, hand them their applications. And that's how it went. And guess what happened? Pato and I were silent. Everyone is filling out their applications. Do you understand? You don't give them an option by you doing more talking. When you do more talking, you get them thinking and they're coming up with excuses. But if you are directing their thoughts by the questions you are asking them, you're taking their mind down the road of, I have to do this. I have no other option. Okay, so Hans, let's go ahead and do it in a different way. We'll do a one-on-one presentation. And to be honest with you, I've had people ask me for years, Danny, what do you say when people say they can't afford it? Or Danny, what do you say when people say they don't have the time? Danny, what do you say when people say, I have to wait? What do you say when people say, I need to talk to myself? To be honest with you, I very rarely ever got objections. And why? Because I followed this stupid script. I didn't vary from it. I directed their minds where I wanted them to go, and that was to make a decision for them and their families for a better future. That's all I did. That's how come I don't get a bunch of objections. So people ask me, I'm like, dang, what are you saying to them to make them ask you those questions? To be honest with you, as I've worked and trained with people outside of my own sales force this year, this is what I will tell you. Most people provoke objections in the prospect. That's what happens. Most people provoke objections. A, by the language they use. Words like, would you be interested? Words like, you want to sign up on my downline. Words like, you earn a commission. People are afraid of commission. Unless they are a very successful salesperson, they're terrified of commission. Don't use that word. Use profits. People like profits. They don't like commissions. Okay? Words like network marketing, multi-level marketing. They don't like those words. It triggers a response in them that immediately makes them go, no, don't do it. Okay, your family will make fun of you. It's not going to work. You're going to lose money. Immediately triggers that negative response. I've never used those words. I've always used words that appeal to something they already understand. Therefore, there is like a, I don't know, there's this feeling of this is a viable, good business, a reputable company that I'd like to be a part of. Instead of, I'm in business for myself. Let me tell you something, Sally Sue. If you've never been in business for yourself and you're walking around telling everybody you went into business for yourself, they're looking at you cross-eyed like, what? The only job you ever had is at McDonald's. What made you think you can go into business, honey? You're going to fail. Well, I never told anyone I went into business for myself. Why? First of all, they're looking at my track record. I worked at JCPenney's. I worked at a video store. Okay, so I come out and say, I went into business for myself. They're going, it must be a scam. If she could go into business for herself, it must be a scam. And they're thinking the same thing about many of you, unless you have got a track record of going into business for yourself and succeeding. Now, can I say today, hey, listen, I went into business for myself. My husband and I are looking at a business opportunity. I can guarantee you that a lot of people we know now would be like, what is it I want in? Why? Because we have a track record now. But for most of you, you don't, just like we didn't when we first got started. So it was always, I'm a part of a company, I'm working on a promotion, company's actually giving a bonus this month, I just need some extra practice on some people. These are terms they understand that do not provoke an objection. So make sure you're not using the language that provokes an objection. And if you really want to understand that, get to Phoenix, Arizona. If you really want to understand the language that will not provoke objections, I'll see you in Phoenix for First Steps to Success. That's the best investment you can make on yourself because many of us use words that provoke objections. And if you're getting a lot of objections, you're getting a lot of no-shows, I can guarantee you 99% of the time it's the verbiage that you're using. It's the words that you're speaking. You're speaking a different language and they don't understand it. Okay, Hans, let's go ahead and go through it again, a one-on-one presentation. We're at a coffee shop.
Okay.
And let's say that I met you at Walmart or something like that, and you know, we don't really know each other, but I built a rapport with you. I got you down there. We went through the presentation. This is what I'm going to say. Say the same thing I said earlier. Okay, well, Hans, basically, our company contracted in a trainer. In fact, here she is.
Mm-hmm.
$2.03 to her name, $35,000 debt. Now she's a millionaire, debt-free. I mean, it's incredible what she's done just by reading the script. So they kind of require us to read. So please bear with me. So, Hans, what did you like about what you just saw?
Well, the products look kind of interesting.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, I could use some more energy.
Really?
Yeah.
I can tell. Now, Hans, isn't it right here where people would mess this up and immediately start selling products? Well, Hans, wow, that's awesome that you said that. You need more energy? That's why we got this new potion right over here. And we also have a lotion and a pill that gives you more energy. It's so exciting. Let me show you this. This one has 300 herbs in it. In fact, it'll make you look younger, feel better. In fact, it'll make you look like Farrah Fawcett if you want to. Have we not seen people do this?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Okay, no. Okay, so Hans says, I like the products and I need more energy. Okay, so Hans, do you want to make a little or a lot with that product getting more energy?
Just a little bit.
All right, what for?
Well, it'd be nice to have a little bit of money left over at the end of the month.
Okay, so Hans, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to have more energy and make a little extra money and have some money left over at the end of the month?
Well, I imagine it'd take a long time.
Okay, well, where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting off real slow at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Here's your application.
Okay, thank you. Do I have to pay for this?
Oh, man, there's about 500 people out there wailing right now. They heard that before. Okay, so here we go. So, and you're not supposed to laugh at the prospect, okay? I'm laughing because he's bringing me flashbacks. Okay, so he says, you know, I hand him the application. Go ahead, here's your application. Go ahead and fill it out. Okay? And he says, do I have to pay for this? Okay, and this is what I would say. Well, Hans, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I am looking to make some money, but well, how much does it cost?
For the application, the products, or to get yourself starting slow in a business?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, awesome. Why don't you go ahead and fill out the application, and then I'll go ahead and answer all your questions.
Okay.
So he fills it out. Okay, so Hans, I can tell that you got a few questions. What's your first question?
What do I do to get started? What's my next step?
Okay. And what is your second question? I'm just writing these down so I can make sure and answer them for you.
Oh, okay. How much do I have to spend?
Okay. All right. How much to spend? And then what's your third question?
I think that's it.
Okay, awesome. Hans,
mm-hmm.
If I can answer these questions and you feel totally satisfied and good about the answers, are you ready to go ahead and get yourself started right away so you can be on your way to having more energy and having a little bit of extra money left over at the end of the month?
Well, I kind of need to talk to my wife first.
Okay. And what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I probably shouldn't make any decisions without talking to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Hans, is it that you really run by all of your decisions by your wife first? Or is it that you're really not serious about being able to have some extra money left over at the end of the month and having more energy?
Well, I'm serious.
Okay. So are you able to make decisions without your
wife? Oh,
sure. Okay. So if I can answer these two questions and you feel totally satisfied with the answers, are you ready to get started right away so you can start making some extra
money? Sure.
Okay. So the answer to your first question is, the first question was, what do I do to get started? What's my next step? Well, you already filled out your application. The next step is here is the product order form. Tomorrow we're going to meet on the phone and begin your training process. In fact, tonight I'm sending you home with some homework. And then by the next day we're going to start making you some money.
Oh, sounds great.
Okay, and the answer to your second question is how much does it cost? Was that it? How much does it cost?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Basically, to start off at the very top where you can, you know, to start off at the top, it basically costs $299. And that basically gives you a package where you can earn the maximum amount of profits even when you're working slow. If you only have a little bit of time and you only want to make a little bit of money, the company makes it so that you can earn twice as much money than if you start at the bottom. But if you start at the bottom, it's only $99 to start at the bottom and to take it kind of slow.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead and fill out your product order form and
okay.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
And there we go. Now, mind you guys, Hans is really trying to be tough. Okay, Hans, you want to time for one more?
Yeah, do a
conference call.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Hans, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
No, maybe we just got off of the conference call.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm here.
So, okay, awesome. So, hey, you know, I'm just pulling out a little script here. Our company provides us with this little booklet here put together by a homeless woman who was a cocktail waitress who became a millionaire just 2 years. So I'm going to go
really?
Ahead and read
wow.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this. It's on page 4 of this. And if
okay.
you decide to get started, then you'll have the same exact thing. So what did you like about what you saw?
It sounded interesting. I like, you know, the success stories that I'm hearing. It sounds like it's working for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, just like, you know, that guy that was talking, and I forgot what his story was, but he sounded like he was making some pretty incredible money, and a lot of other people that were making some amazing incomes, too, and pretty quickly.
Okay. Hans, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Definitely a lot.
All right. What for?
Well, I have some big goals.
Like what?
Well, for one, I want to be totally debt-free, and I own my own house right now, but I'd like to, you know, buy another house, and, you know, there's just a lot of expenses out there, so we want to travel more and you know, maybe get a new vehicle sometime soon.
Okay. So Hans, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to buy 2 and 3 extra houses as investment properties and to be able to earn the kind of incomes that you heard about the people that were on that call?
Well, I might be able to do it in a couple years, but I don't know if I want to. It's not really the kind of road that I want to keep going down.
Okay. So where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting off slow, you know, testing out the waters? You see yourself positioning yourself to earn the maximum amount of profits in the shortest period of time?
Well, definitely the maximum.
Okay, awesome. Here's your application. Actually, what I'm going to do is go ahead and email this application over to you right now. And actually, what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and take it over the phone. I just need to get your contact information.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and set an appointment to begin your training.
So after we do this, then what? Oh, you just told me we're going to do our training.
Yeah, we're going to do our training.
How fast can I start making money?
Right away.
Okay.
How fast do you want to start making money?
Now.
All right, awesome. Let me go ahead and get this contact information, and we'll get you on your way to be in that one of those testimonials maybe in a week or something like that where you can earn some substantial income where you can be telling everybody about it.
Okay.
And that would be it. Okay. Well, Hans, you did an awesome job. Thanks for being on here with me. I know you hate doing that kind of stuff.
That's all right, thanks.
You did a killer job. I appreciate it. Okay, now, basically that's it. And if you guys could just focus on keeping these things. It was so awesome to have Hans on here who watched me do this with thousands of people in the past. Because, I mean, there's a testimony right there. She just reads it. This is what she says. This is what people do. Most of us try to interject too much. We talk too much. We sell too much. I'm just clearly directing his thoughts and having him make his own decision. I'm not making the decision for him. I'm making him decide. Now, I promised you last week that we were going to begin this process where we actually answer one question a week. And I have one picked out. And it's somewhere in my file right here. Here we go. Okay. It says, I'm wondering if Danny could please demonstrate a script to use to get a lead, a prospect, to a three-way call to discuss my business further with an upline with more successful business building credibility. Hans, let's go ahead and have you be the prospect, and I'll go ahead and demonstrate that. So let's just say that that Hans is a lead, and the way our business model is that I'm new, and I'm basically going to direct Hans to my upline because my upline has better credibility and more success and stuff like that. So I'm on the phone with Hans. Hans, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's going to happen is that I would basically just say, you know what, and Hans and I are friends. Hans, you know what, I have really been looking for a way to be able to get out of debt, and there's some homes that I've got my eyes on that I want to be able to purchase to split some properties and stuff like that. And we've been looking for a way to be able to get out of debt also, and we feel like we found one. And I'm working with Tom, and Tom is doing a phenomenal job, and I'm actually just working on getting a bonus inside the company right now, and I need someone to practice on. Is there any way that you can give me a little bit of time right now where I could practice on you so I can get some experience so I can get this promotion that I'm working on?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get Tom on the phone right now. Now, listen, Tom has done an incredible job with our company. He has actually set records. He's been internationally recognized. He's done a phenomenal job, and I'm so blessed to have him as my trainer that I'm working with directly. So don't embarrass me, man. Be nice to him, and at least take notes, just like humor him and take some notes, because it's not that often that we get to meet somebody this high up in a company. So hold on 1 second. I'll go ahead and three-way us together.
Okay.
Boom. All right, so there you go. Pete Johnson out of Dillingham, Alaska. Hopefully you were on the call to get your question answered. That's exactly how I would do it. Now, I have some questions for you. Since I just answered your question from out in the field, I have some questions for you. I've just spent an hour equipping you on to raise and increase your ratios and step 3 with the close. Now, the question I have for you is this. Do you want to have a rock-solid faith that what you have begun, you will finish? Do you want to feel completely confident in your skill and ability? Do you want more confidence in the areas of prospecting, closing, communicating with your team? Would you like to truly know and understand how to operate your business more efficiently and more profitably. Wouldn't it be awesome if you knew confidently the answers to the objections like what Hans showed me tonight? Could you imagine feeling totally bulletproof in your business and also in your life? Could you imagine waking up in the morning and not running on a stressful treadmill, but waking up in the morning knowing that you've got your day set up to where you can handle it and you can handle any curveballs that come your way? That you've got your time managed to the point where you know you've got your marriage in harmony, that you've managed your time so well that your kids are happy, they're happy to see you, you're happy to see them, that you're able to be present with them. Instead of running, stressed out, filled with anxiety, totally, you know, despair on a daily basis, going crazy, either that or depressed with no vision, no focus, no nothing. Have you ever seen a confident, on top of it champion before? Imagine that person being you in your business. Do you really want that? I want you to ask yourself right now, how serious am I about that? Ask yourself that. How serious am I about having these things that I just said? Think about it. How will it be for you when you have maximized your strategy options? When your questions are totally answered and you have a clear path ahead of you that takes you directly to your goal, like a target, no zigzagged path, just straight to the target. Could you imagine how on top of it you will feel? Because if you can imagine that, then I can guarantee you that is exactly the path that you will be on. That is exactly what you're going to walk out with. You're going to walk out with strategies, options, training, equipping, confidence, knowing that you know that you know that you are doing the right thing, you are building the right thing, and that you know how to get the job done. That is what you're going to feel like after First Steps to Success in Phoenix, Arizona. That's what you're going to feel like Sunday night when you leave that seminar on February 19th and 20th. That's what you're going to feel. Could you imagine? That is priceless. Could you imagine feeling completely on top of your game? I'm talking about the marriage game, the parenting game, the business game, the job game, knowing that you are going to be promoted in all areas of your life. Could you just imagine that feeling for just a moment? Now, here's the next question I have for you. It seems silly to want to delay that, doesn't it? It seems kind of silly that 98% of you that I'm talking to right now will opt to delay everything I just said. Why? Because you will trade all of these things that you desire for an excuse instead. An excuse of, I'll go next time, I can't afford it, I have other plans, I don't need it, I'm already good. Do you really want to gamble 2005 with excuses? Or do you really want to be able to get results? Listen, our reputation, First Steps to Success's reputation, is bottom line results. Nothing determines success but results, and we've got them to the tune of thousands. Do you want to be able to say that, that your business has results, and that you've got a track record that's second to none? If that is your desire and your answer is yes, then right now go to the computer and register for First Steps to Success. And hear me now, don't go alone. Bring brand new people with you. Don't go back to your old organization and try to revive the dead. You go get brand new people and you bring them with you. I guarantee that workshop. If you don't get anything out of it, you come to us Sunday night. Sunday night, said this is a waste of my time. We'll give you your money back, no questions asked, with a smile, and we'll bless you right out the door. Not a problem. I am totally committed to your success and your future. Are you as committed? I'm taking a risk by showing up in Arizona. Are you willing to take a risk by you showing up as well? Other than that, God bless you guys. Next week we will begin the process about putting your person to work, getting them to go to work. And after that, the Monday after that, will be after Phoenix, and I'm telling you, there will be a new breed of people that will develop out of that Phoenix seminar that will explode, and there's no question, we will have the stories like we already have coming out of New York.